What'd you do? Move shit over through the...
Better night? Late than never. We're from Studio B. We're live. It's now time for...
Spank Wagon Radio.
Only at...
spankwagon.vftp.net. At a proper gain. Shit.
I don't know about the gain. I haven't checked the gain yet.
Okay.
I'm almost afraid to check the gain.
Oh, gee whiz. I hope somebody can hear us. Hey, Room, can you hear us right now? Tell us in about a minute and a half.
If we're blowing your ears out, yeah, because we get the minute and a half lag. Alrighty, ladies and gentlemen, it's Halloween. And we don't have anything, really.
I got some interesting news stories.
Well, I got news and stuff like that. I got that shit here.
Yeah.
But, yeah, we're Studio B. We decided to do a Studio B. Of course, things have happened.
Pad, yeah.
You know, traffic and shit like that.
Yeah, yeah.
Not being prepared and work and...
Yeah.
Lousy week.
It's a fun day at work, though. I fooled people. Well, I don't like potlucks.
Okay.
If anybody that's ever listened to the show knows that. My idea of a potluck is basically it's an exposition of the worst cooking. Or my idea is that potlucks are an exposition of the worst cooking known to man, effectively.
Right.
I don't like potlucks. However, I decided to go ahead and get my revenge because I kept getting goaded into participating.
Right.
I made my famous beef jello.
Oh, my God. Not again.
Oh, no. This is good. This is really good. See, Brendan, a friend of the show, never really picked his name, and he never really listened, but anyhow.
Right.
He tried to make it one time right there, and he really kind of fucked it up. Way too much bouillon, way too much... salt in it. So I went ahead, I tapered this one off nicely, got it to where it's good, beefy flavor. However, I put red dye in it to make it look like cherry jello. And then on top of that...
We're severely overdriven. Our microphone gain is severely killing him.
Unless you know how to control it, pal.
Yeah, I don't know how. I don't understand why he's doing this.
Welcome to OS 10.1.
Oh, God, ancient.
Mm-hmm.
I'll figure it out.
I'll get Jaguar later this month.
Well, we're not deep throwing the mics here, guys. We're really not deep throwing the mics here.
No, we're not. I'm actually at me.
We're talking rather like
this. Is this better for me?
The mic gain. How do we turn that down on this machine?
I don't know. I moved mine away from my face. Yours is like right up on it, dude.
Yeah.
Your shit right now has got like beard in it.
Yeah. Sorry about that. We're trying to figure out what's going on with the game. Give me a little bit. We're tinkering still. And for those of you who are bitching about the beginning of the show, yes, we would have definitely had this much preferred done before the beginning of the show. However, shit happens. And we're so overdriven.
Yeah, but it's kind of nice because it's like we're playing a stadium.
We ain't playing a stadium.
It's for my ego, dude.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, sure.
So anyhow, I went ahead, dyed the beef jello red, and put in pearl onions, and dyed those red too. Well, as best I could. The good part is they sunk to the bottom, and it looked like fruit jello with cherries in it.
Okay.
People got nasty surprises. However, I found it's either a love it or hate it dish. Some people actually enjoyed my beef jello.
What?
Some people did.
How can anybody like that?
They liked it. A couple people loved it, apparently. They really said two people, actually. The rest of them, I got comments, everything why? How could you? As if, like, I had just fucking killed somebody. Seriously, you thought I had just, like, fucking killed the president, man. I was Harvey Oswald, and somebody asked me why, how could you? Up to my favorite of, dude, this tastes like piss water. Response is, how do you know what piss water tastes like?
Yeah, really. That's actually a great question. How would someone know what that tastes like?
Right, but hey, it was great. I just love the fact that it really just fucked with so many people.
Oh, that's awesome. Awesome. So, beef jello.
So that was that was basically my potluck equivalent of the Halloween treat of, razor blades and apples.
Jesus. And, you know, that's what kills people.
Oh. Yeah, that was great. I got my revenge, though. I just went ahead and just grabbed whatever I could. I think the best foods...
I don't think they understand, though. I just saw someone say onions and jello. It's not jello, folks.
Yes, it is. It's gelatin.
It's gelatin.
It's regular gelatin.
What flavor was the gelatin? Could you let them know?
Beef fucking jello. You take regular gelatin, just clear, unflavored. Knox makes it. Okay, like, if any... It's always in the fucking section next to the jello and the pectin, okay? And it's flavorless jello. The market does sell it. You got to look for it. Took flavorless jello, put some of that Herbox beef bouillon in it, the powder, mixed it up, got beef jello. It was brown. I took food dye, dyed it deep, dark ruby red. Threw onions in it, little baby pearl onions, so it looked like cherries. People were fooled. People were upset. People were grossed out.
Yes. As they should be, though, because...
It's beef fucking jello.
Yes. You know, yeah. They take a bite in thinking it's going to be like cherry Jell-O or grape Jell-O or something like that, and it's beef. All, without a doubt, beef.
Yeah. I think I don't know, there was some good costumes today. Obi-John came in as an axe murderer.
He did last year.
Yeah. You know, Van Accessible, he came in as Tinky Winky.
He did that last year.
Mm-hmm. And our boss, or the former boss, mm-hmm. came in as a straight person.
Explain that, please.
She is gay, lesbian.
Well, yeah, we know that. Well, we know that.
Yeah. Yeah, so she was gay and said, if I tell you my costume, you'll probably be offended. I'm like, no, what? She goes, I came in as a straight person today. I'm like,
what were they wearing?
Actually, she looked like a fucking pumpkin. It was, I think she was wearing, like, black slacks with a big, bright, not quite safety orange Caltrans shirt like I wear, but an orange sweat shirt.
Mm, interesting.
Looked like a pumpkin. It was funny. So that was pretty funny.
Yeah, I haven't seen too many trick-or-treaters or anything out and around. I know that...
I had trick-or-treaters when I pulled up before the show, and they all fucking left. I just spent $20 on candy. It's not going to go nowhere.
Shit.
Ooh, I know.
That's a lot of money. I mean, come on. How much... I mean, how many... One thing that I noticed, like, candy manufacturers, what they're doing, though, is they're actually...
Making it smaller and charging more.
They're making
what the fucking Walgreens,
unless,
dude?
Unless they give you what's called, like, the big bags.
Oh, God.
You know, those monster-sized bags of, like,
yeah.
8 pounds of candy.
Jeez. Yeah, I know. And 8 pounds of candy, dude. That's like, that's called, when I grew up, institutional. Nobody should have that much fucking candy for their family.
No.
unless you're keeping that bag, like, stashed in a drawer for, like, a candy bowl on a desk mm-hmm. at a workplace, or, like, you're trick-or-treating.
Yeah.
Yeah, or you, like, are at a fucking giving shit out for a classroom. Mm-hmm. Nobody needs that much candy.
8 pounds of candy.
Yeah, it was very interesting, too. They said that they're finding out it's not a gene that causes obesity.
Really? What is it?
Well, I love this. There is an interesting scientific reason behind it, saying that, you know, today's fast foods or whatnot, you know, McDonald's and whatnot,
mm-hmm.
You know, they have a higher concentration of calories than normal food, and what happens is because it's more calories per serving than man was meant to eat,
mm-hmm.
we tend to eat more of it, hence we get fat. That's,
right.
That's what drives up the caloric intake. And there's a whole study behind this, poor countries right here, blah, 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 but the basic headline of eating fast food makes you fat just did not do anything for me. Desperate people for headlines.
Well,
also, there's a very interesting news story. What's the guy who plays Anakin Skywalker in Episode 2 and 3?
I have no fucking...
But you know who I'm talking about.
I know who you're talking about.
Right, right. Very interesting. He's in a new movie called Shattered Glass coming out. It's about Philip Glass or somebody else right there. That one. Who's this reporter making up news stories and shit, you know?
Right.
They're all fake. And it's very interesting. They criticized it, saying that proves not only is he a good actor, but George Lucas' writing sucks. That's the scene in headlining.
Ooh.
He's a great actor once you can pull him away from George Lucas's wooden dialogue.
Yeah. I'm sure. Great. Well, I don't know about you, but someone we were looking at, and someone was talking about Star Wars, again, as always, and I'm thinking, you know what?
Yeah.
Yeah, that ain't going to help these mics today. They're so driven. You know, I don't think anything they could do will help. Star Wars is going to be a dead franchise.
Oh, no, it won't be dead. Lucas will fucking keep it on life support. More life support than woman in Florida needs,
yeah.
or deserves, I should say. She should be dead by now.
Yeah.
No, Star Wars, you know, I was very forgiving with Episode 1.
Okay.
Okay. They're having to lay the story up. I can understand that. It's
right.
as if you had to do a prequel.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? To have to lay it out. Fine. I can be very forgiving when it comes to that. However, Episode 2, you know, it failed.
No, I think Episode 2 for a lot of people failed, but, I mean, I don't know if we're repeating another show or whatnot, but...
It covers too much stuff, and the acting for what it has to cover is horrible.
Yeah.
To me, Episode 2 shouldn't be Attack of the Clones. It should be waste of the talented actors.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Episode 1, the only thing that people could really find wrong with it was Jar Jar. Really, that's about it that everybody could find wrong with.
Yeah, I understand Jar Jar.
Yeah, I think if you took out Jar Jar, the kid was tolerable.
Yeah, and the only thing Jar Jar was there for, and I doubt we'll even fucking see Jar Jar Binks again.
No, we'll have to see him in the third one to die. He has to die. But then again, they said that for the second one, too.
Yeah. I understand his character was necessary to be the fuck up to go ahead and accept Senator Palpatine, but I don't think the character was necessary. I think it could have been just anybody, although, you know, you do kind of the Patsy thing. So I'm very forgiving with Jar Jar as a character.
Right.
I think what really angered people's fuel was about a week after Star Wars Episode 1 came out. Let me explain. Episode 1, everybody talked about, Jar Jar never really came up. Oh, God, I hate that. It's not too much. Yeah, blah, blah, blah. Everybody talked about the outline of what it could mean, okay, and people knew the books would explain. Nobody hated Jar Jar until Lucas over-marketed him.
I don't know about that.
He's annoying, yes, but Lucas put too much focus on with the shit right there. The Jar Jar tongue candy, I've covered that before.
Yeah, we've covered that before.
That's fucking, that's like the straw that broke the camel's back, you know what I mean? It's just, no. Jar Jar is supposed to be a Patsy character. That's how he should have been. However, the way Lucas ended up portraying him with marketing made him look like he was supposed to be a fucking force-bred, genetically engineered golden calf. Cash cow. That's why. I think that's the main reason people hate Jar Jar.
Possibly. You know, we got a lot of people still yelling about our microphones. We're going to go ahead and take a break. I got to figure this thing out.
Yeah, we'll see what we can do for that.
We can do
What we can do, possibly, we'll take the headphones off.
Mic, yeah. All right, we'll be back in a little bit, gang. We're sorry about this. We know we're having the mic problems. We'll figure it out. Spankwagon Radio.
Only at spankwagon.vftp.net.
Had a good night. Had a good time. Just my sister Ray said. Just like sister Ray said. Just be taking everything.
Should hear our version of Louie Louie. Wow.
For you with fucking, ah.
Better?
Damn. That's like echo chamber.
Well, yeah.
Hmm.
Okay. Spank Wagon Radio.
How's that?
So far great. Away.
You're listening to? You're listening to? How you doing? How's everybody? Hello. Hey. That sounds great.
How about this? Too far away?
Yeah. Yeah, that is.
How about this? Or this? I'm doing pretty cool.
Yeah, I think that's what we're going to have to do. For some reason, it's overdriven.
That's fine. The kids at home like that kind of thing.
Oh, yeah, loud and hard.
Well, there's no reason for you to have to do it on purpose, you know.
Oh, yeah.
That's just childish.
Okay.
Susan. Look, I'm scratching.
Actually, we're back on the show, by the way.
Of course, I know.
Yeah, because we're testing. We might as well just come back to the show, because I'm stoned as to what the hell's going on with our microphones.
Yeah, we'll figure it out later. We always do, you fucking cheeky bastard. All right.
Yeah, well, it's just the funny thing is the fact that we're not doing this at the old place. We're doing this at here.
Studio B.
Studio B. What the hell's this? Is that you got another microphone?
Yeah,
I got
another microphone.
Oh. I don't know why. It just likes to give us a lot of gain.
Of course it does.
Gives us a lot more credit, I guess.
It's very giving, you know?
Very giving.
It's like the giving tree.
Yes.
Of audio.
Well, the echo will go away here in a little bit, folks.
Yeah.
So, all right. 1 minute and a half delay, as always. Yeah, our music's even a little short track today, so it's yeah. Studio B is always a challenge. It's more of a challenge than anything else.
You've never fucking really done continuous shows here. You've never had a chance to fine tune.
Never had a no. We've never had a chance to fine tune. I think the last show we did here was when a year ago,
something like that.
Yeah, about a year ago.
You know what I'll
now.
Do? I'll create a different log on for that right there, so I can say the preferences of Studio B.
Right, that
way I'll do that inside of EOS. Cool. So, we're back.
Spankwagon Radio.
Only at spankwagon.vftp.net. And I have no trick-or-treaters.
Yeah, we haven't had any. Let's go see what they got for the candy. If you can't pick me up, I'm sorry. I'm actually over here in the Jesus, you buy the expensive shit.
Yeah, man.
Mounds. Because you don't feel like a nut. This is what I'm talking about. Three fucking pounds of candy.
Yeah. It's kitty mix, too.
Good. Kitty?
Yeah, I know. Shock Tart Lollipops.
Oh, Reese's.
Yeah. Gotta have Reese's, man. That's more for me.
Shit. Fuck, dude.
Yeah, I know.
I had, like, kids out like fucking suckers, you know?
God, dude, you're fucking cheap.
Well, yeah, I'm cheap.
Dude, it's Halloween, man. I hate cheap motherfucking people. I give out crap candy.
That's a great shit.
Fuck no. If I won't eat it, I won't give it to them. I'm just... Ah. Halloween is a holiday I celebrate to the max, bro.
Well, you know.
Kitty mix. What is that fucking...
Let's see what we got in here. What is in a kitty mix, folks? What is in a kitty mix?
Right, copper kettle. Let's see, we got a heart pop.
Is it a pop or is it gummy?
That's a pop. It's hard. Yeah. It could be a gummy.
Fried way the fuck out.
Pineapple sucker.
What?
There's bubble gum.
Are you going to throw some of... I saw that you have some of your, the chili pop stuff.
Yeah, fuck no.
You going to throw some of that in there and fuck with them?
Hell no, dude.
You should. That's you really mine. Should. What are those again?
This is a,
What is this? Let's see.
This was a chewable.
Was it chewable?
Yeah, I think it became
Shock
a drop
pops. These are really generic.
I know.
I mean, this is generic. You guys don't understand. This is the ultimate in generic candy.
You might as well just say fucking candy on the wrapper and be white with blue lettering.
Yeah. Pure and simple. Like, very, very, very generic candy. Like, this is sad. Wow. Okay.
What's the worst thing you've ever gotten at Halloween?
Worst thing I've ever gotten at Halloween?
People have told me... people have heard my Halloween story time and time again about being a lazy bastard giving out fucking gravy at Halloween. But, what's the worst thing you've ever gotten?
Bible stuff.
Same here, dude. Jack Chick Tracks.
See, I've never gotten Jack Chick Tracks, but what have I gotten? Like, Bible stuff, like little plastic crucifixes.
Wow.
Yeah. I couldn't understand why I was getting, like, a plastic crucifix, but hey. I'm like, I already got plenty. You know, my parents were Catholics, so I'm like, I already got plenty. Oh, by the way, part of the makeup. Which we haven't told anybody here. We're actually in full costume.
Yeah.
We're in full makeup because we were going to... You basically answer door. Claude looks like,
Well, I'm just going to you first.
Okay. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Trencher is going in goth mode. And he's got the hair all fucking dyed black. Or at least spray painted darker. I don't know. Mongo, get out of that! Alright, so...
Yes, he has a cat named Mongo.
Yeah. He also has the dark shit under the eyes, doing goth upside-down crosses painted below.
Mm-hmm.
Mouth looks like he's got coagulated blood dripping off the already brown lips.
Yep.
And he hasn't shaved.
No. I was too lazy to shave.
Yeah.
So, Claude here, though...
Yeah.
I don't know how to... I want to put this nicely.
Go ahead.
Well, he's like that missing band member from the Village People right now. You know, you had the construction worker, you had the cop, you had the Indian. Well, this is Larry the brothel owner. Yeah. The men's brothel owner.
Right now, right now I'm in blue jeans and work boots with a white kimono.
Kimonos for sure.
And pink hair.
Yeah. Very pink hair. Mm-hmm. And he took some of my makeup and made himself a mustache and a little chin thing.
Yeah.
A little itty bitty teeny weeny goatee.
And not like a thin mustache. I'm not John Waters, man. I'm looking like
Not John Waters.
I'm looking like Don Juan Saddam.
Close. Yeah. Very close. So, pictures. Yeah, I want pictures. Yeah,
I have a camera. I got to find batteries for
it. Yeah, my camera's gone because I guess my wife is going to do something with some friends of hers. So.
What's she
going
to do?
I don't know.
I thought your wife's going to answer the door.
No. No, she made other plans, so, you
that's
know.
Fucked.
We're out. You know, we're not cool. We're not in the inn. We're out.
Dude, think of the children's, man.
I know. Smarties. The worst thing Reverend Hammer ever had was Smarties. Someone got used condoms.
That's bullshit.
Dude, that's bullshit.
Bullshit.
Oscar, what is the worst thing you've ever gotten? Come on, be truthful. Come on. You know, Puppy Chow ain't far off with this stuff, because, let's see, he enjoyed that. I'm going to enjoy... Bubblegum? No.
Don't get bubblegum, dude. I don't need you fucking
this
chopping.
This is like pre-razored candy.
Mongo, stop chewing on plastic.
Is that pineapple? Is that what you had?
That's what I had.
Well, they got a mango. Mongo.
I fucking hate mango.
Yeah, I like pineapple. I'll try your little pineapple.
All right.
Of course, we got the expensive shit over there. We're eating this shit. No! We're eating the fucking Big Macs. However, steak and eggs and... Anything over there, big fucking figure.
This isn't, you know what's shocking about this lollipop?
See, I love...
It's stale.
Oh, what a shock. How do you have a stale lollipop? It's fucking orange sugar!
Dude. I don't
know. Ow!
I told you it used to be chewable.
Yes, Don Juan Saddam. Damn you people, listen. Yeah. I'm glad we finally have to move the microphones about 8 feet away from the work.
I know.
It's like boom mics. Oh, shit.
Sorry, too close.
Yeah, right now, their game just went through the roof. I guess Oscar's making a bet. What, you keep him? Did you save it? The worst trick-or-treat thing ever? You save it? All right.
Yeah. This man gave me $2 to buy a Twinkie off of me. Oh, yeah? But I got even. I eat the cream filling out first.
Ah, shit.
Old joke.
I know, I've heard it before. From you, ironically enough.
Ah, that's why I waste my time telling the whole thing. Because if it's a joke, I've heard a funny joke today.
What's that?
Can't remember it.
Oh.
It was pretty funny.
Really?
Can't remember what it was. JLD sent it to me. I was going to use it on the show, and I forgot what it was.
Fuck you for not printing it out.
I wanted to be Homer for Halloween today, but I was afraid I might get kicked out of the building for that.
Yeah, well, Homer's dead. He's our dead coworker.
Dude, you know what? People are like, how could you want to do that to that man? I'm like, dude, it's not about him. I have a rat's ass about him. I said it's about me. I do a killer impersonation of the guy, dude. It would have been me totally getting into character.
Yeah.
People are like, oh, okay. Hopefully they understood and just blew it off.
I think they just kind of blew it off. They went, oh, okay,
dude, I
can
totally get into character, dude. Had that one chick to come in. You know, she's that cute one, but always depressed with, like, two kids. Fucking dude ran off and joined the army on her. You know what I'm talking about, right?
I think I do.
Yeah.
But that's pretty... That's pathetic the way you say that.
Yeah.
It's just two kids. Husband ran off and joined the army. Fuck that. No one runs off and joins the army unless it's really bad. Most people just run off and join the circus.
Yeah.
This fucker ran off and joined the army?
Yeah. She's like, I couldn't think of anything, and then I saw this and that and just put it together. She came in.
Mm-hmm.
Wearing like this, fake police officer like jacket, you know, with like reflective tape on it,
mm-hmm.
like a fucking windbreaker they wear in the rain.
Right.
A little toy fucking motorcycle cop hat.
Uh huh.
And a pig mask.
Ow.
Yeah.
But that works.
I thought that was killer, dude.
It works.
If I'd have known better, I'd have worn it.
Have you ever gotten full size candy bars?
Yes.
I've only gotten a few.
Bless those people.
They go out that spend that much money on full size fucking candy bars. Absolutely.
Yeah, bullshit. They're going to Smart and Final.
Well, here maybe.
Oh well, where would they go in Iowa?
I don't know. They'd probably just get them at Target or Kmart.
Uh huh.
Or Super Walmart or whatever they got going on there. So, boy, my poor computer's just overheating today.
You should like fucking put it up on a thing. You know, give it. What's that word? Oh yeah, airflow.
Yeah, it should. Oh well, it's just your desk it's warping on.
It's all right.
Speaking of Walmart, a fake armored guard takes $100,000 from Walmart.
We talked about this last week.
Hmm?
We talked about this last
week? No, I showed you this at work.
Oh, yeah.
Philadelphia police are investigating the robbery of a Walmart store in Franklin Mills, where a man dressed as an armored car security guard fooled employees and walked off with a big payoff. According to Philadelphia Police Sergeant Roland Lee, it happened around noon Sunday when a man dressed as an armored car guard entered the store. He went to the Walmart store, posed as the person, and then he took over $100,000 in cash and checks in a deposit that was supposed to be deposited to an armored car carrier. In other words, they saw the uniform and they go, oh, you're here already, okay.
See, that's stupid because if anybody's ever worked retail or dealt with any kind of cash handling like there, there is supposed to be a picture up next to the safe, amongst other places, of the people by the armored car company.
So that way you know who they are by
right.
By
and specifically, you will only get certain people sometimes on certain days, and especially always only on certain routes.
Yes.
That's a big fuck up on Walmart's part.
So kudos to the guy for getting away with it, but
I got another great
dumbass Walmart employees, though.
I had a great robbery story happen today, too.
All right.
In Virginia Beach, Virginia,
yeah,
where we've been. A woman was dressed up in a full clown costume right there.
Okay.
And picked up a taxi cab. She hailed a taxi cab. Full makeup, whole nine yards. Taxi drives her 8 blocks. Drops her off. Walks down into a Bank of America building.
Mm-hmm.
Walks up to the teller. Hands her a note. Pulls out a gun.
Full fucking clown.
Full fucking clown makeup.
Someone got robbed by a motherfucking clown.
Motherfucking clown. Walks out, disappears in the crowd. And I say disappears into the crowd because everybody had fucking makeup on, and for some reason, many people were clowns.
What?
They have no leads.
Well, this was on today. This happened today.
Happened in Virginia Beach.
That many people were dressed as fucking clowns.
Amongst other things, nobody gives them a second glance outside.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's pretty fucked up.
Oh, a lot of news happened today. Outside the Robert Blake trial, you hear about that?
Nope.
Had nothing to do with Robert Blake, apparently. But for some other court case, there was some attorney that's litigating something for this woman. Her brother came up, walked up to the guy and said, this is for taking all my money, and shot the guy twice, and 7 other bullets missed him.
Where'd they go?
Away.
It's like the guy this week. He walked up and was threatening to shoot 3 people, shot them, and all 3 shots missed him. You know, all shots missed these 3 people. One hit like an arm, and that's about it.
Pathetic, man. I was reading a lot of fucking cool-ass offbeat news. I can't remember a damn one of it. Shit!
That's okay. Got plenty of that here amongst the sugar high. And no one's at the door. What the fuck?
I even got the porch light on, dude.
Dude, rest assured, we are open.
Yeah, I should put that sign out front, you know. Yes, I assure you, we have candy. Please knock on
the door. Damn. Let's see. Hey, here's something else that's going up on the East Coast.
That's a great costume, but why do you smell like shoe polish?
And by the way, for everybody, no, we didn't have a show last week. Don't worry. Don't panic. Man. Whew, our audience is getting, like, tougher.
Hey, man,
Getting tough. I mean, they're really getting hard.
May not have one next week either.
Yeah, well, depends on how SEMA goes. We'll do it on Studio A.
What's wrong with Studio B?
Microphone game! I just fucked their speakers, and I'm nowhere near my microphone.
Yeah, I know.
Anywho. Big 20s.
Fucking
the brand new 20s.
Oh, that's great, yeah.
Have you heard about that?
I did. Apparently, the industry, smattered by the problem with the last time they introduced new $20 bills, decided to get in touch with most, and I do mean most, if damn near all, manufacturers of bill readers. Mm-hmm. Casinos, vending companies, the whole nine yards. Send them out trial bills with the key points to scan, new software upgrade, or new things that you have to make it easier for them to upgrade their software, everything.
Right.
except one little tiny part of retail. Self-checkout machines. They never notified these people, so now, anytime you go to Home Depot, right. Smith's, or Kroger, Ralph's, or any other place.
Like a self-checkout little like kiosk or anything like
you
that.
You can't pay with a new $20 bill. I've already been there and seen that. They have the signs up that says, it says machines will not accept new 20s.
Please
see cashier to exchange.
Wow.
Bubbo, what kind of fucking no-name cheap-ass Taiwanese gum is this?
Bubbo. That kind.
The fuck, man! It's like Bazooka Joe's, like illegitimate cousin.
Yeah, it's like a cheap Bazooka Joe. And we know that, like, paintball chemist. But come on, when you're point blank to someone you miss, that's pretty bad.
Yeah, I know.
But anyhow, another thing with the new 20s, the new 20s that was supposed to have features that make them impossible to counterfeit.
Shit.
So in Boston, they're saying now that they're already seeing counterfeits in circulation.
Yeah, they already have.
There's been counterfeit 20s used at, like, Radio Shack, cafes, supermarkets. They've shown up in lunchrooms at a high school and McDonald's. Treasury officials said the $20 bill is the most counterfeited bill, hence why they keep changing them now.
Uh-huh.
Which is why it comes out with a new design, you know, featuring the blue eagle on front, along with shades of bluish green and peach ink within the 20. Mm-hmm. Why do you think the new, you know, that's why the new bill looks the way it does, because it's trying to fight, because counterfeiters picked up on the old 20.
Right.
Counterfeiters picked up on all the 20s, because, like, people didn't realize that the little band around, you know, the face always said, like, $20 bill or USA or something of that nature, micro-engraved on those plates.
Yeah, scanners cannot reach that far down. They have to be hand carved.
Exactly. Of course, looks like someone already beat them, because they're starting to show up counterfeits. The only thing is, they don't have the polyester stripe, and they don't have the watermarks, where you could see the face in there, you know.
I'm telling you right now, it's, you know, like when these vending companies come out, you know, and they give the vendors copies of these fake bills, right, or, mm-hmm. you know, so they can scan the key points. You know, somebody's got to be copying that shit or something, you know.
You know.
Yeah.
The thing is, though, is these fake 20s have already been copied, and of course, no one knows the security points of them. That's what makes them pretty easy to get by right now, because no one is checking the fucking bills. And out here, I always thought it was very weird, is people take the black marker.
Well, it's...
It's supposed to be like a pigment marker that changes color if it's real or fake, or whatever.
It's something to do with the color of the ink.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen it, like, work on... The only other thing, it's really odd, I know what they're talking about, it'll be black... If it's, like, non-money, and it's gold if it is.
Yep.
The only thing I've ever seen come close to that is when you mark a brown paper sack.
A brown paper sack shows up as...
Gold. Really? Otherwise, it's always marked as black.
Huh. That's interesting. We're having more sugar, since no one fucking else is eating it.
Yeah, I know. You want a Reese's cup?
No, thank you.
You know what? I got the weirdest
chocolate
fucking Reese's
cup. Chocolate makeup won't seem to work.
No, I got the weirdest fucking Reese's cup today.
Oh, yeah?
Inside out.
Well, that's cool.
It's a temporary release. It's all. It's like peanut butter with a little chunk of chocolate.
Chocolate
in
inside. That's cool. Messy as hell, I bet. So yeah.
Yeah,
it is. New fucking 20s. I've had one new 20 in my hand for maybe about 5 minutes because
I haven't seen it yet.
Yeah, I've seen one for about 5 minutes and they spent it because I had to spend it. I think Mongo's eating candy.
Mongo, what are you doing?
He's going to answer, right? Will I?
They'll make him stop. Typically.
Well,
this is we have company over.
Oh, let's see. I don't really have a lot of news ready.
Yeah, yeah.
But,
California is really going to have to fight a tough battle in court, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. The, was it the, that wasn't the old fire, wasn't the Grand Prix fire, was it Cedar or something fire? You know what I'm talking about, right?
Yep.
Was preventable.
How so?
A fireman first spotted it when it was only half the size of a hill.
Really?
Yes, and called it in. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, not firefighter, helicopter pilot. Called it in.
Mm-hmm.
But because it was too close to dusk, they wouldn't let the aerial tankers take off to put it out.
Oh, my God.
Thus, people have died because of this fire, and it's destroyed hundreds of homes, torched 100,000 acres.
Well, we know that one thing about the fire. One of the fires was set by a hiker who got lost and set
that's the
a fire.
One. That's the one.
Okay. Now, what I don't understand is people are trying to say that hiker should get tried for murder.
He should.
I think maybe involuntary manslaughter.
Okay. Well,
he didn't intentionally do this to kill people.
Okay. Involuntary manslaughter. I'll go for that.
Okay.
I'll fully agree with that right there, because yeah, that's the exact point of the law.
All right.
But then again, no. You know what though? Fine points of the law. you know what? I'm going to change my stance. I'm going to say it's voluntary manslaughter. Now, there's a difference between murder. Murder is cold, calculated, premeditated.
Right.
Manslaughter is when you kill somebody by your actions,
mm-hmm.
and involuntary manslaughter is when you didn't mean to.
Right.
Let me explain for anybody who doesn't know. Let's say you're going down the street, right?
Right.
And the brakes fail in your car without exception, right?
Mm-hmm.
So let's say you didn't know about the problem right there. Oh my God, the brakes failed. I hit somebody. I killed them. That's involuntary manslaughter. You may not be charged with it, but the person who caused the problem with your brakes would, such as like a Ford. If let's say you bought a Ford car and the brakes failed, it mm-hmm. wasn't your fault, but you hit and killed somebody, then Ford is responsible for involuntary manslaughter. You see what I mean?
Well, that sounds like California law to me. How would Ford be responsible?
Because
there's too many damn things that could go wrong.
Yeah, if it's like a defect or something like that. But you see what I'm saying?
Well, a known defect.
Right.
But then
right.
couldn't they say, well, we know we tried telling people about this, it's their fault?
Hold on. There's something else about this, though, too. That's involuntary manslaughter.
Okay.
And involuntary manslaughter doesn't happen too much unless it's an extreme case.
All right.
And I have nothing to cite here to give that. However, voluntary manslaughter can be this right here. Let's say you know the brakes in your car are bad, and mm-hmm. you don't repair them, and you kill somebody.
Okay.
See what I mean? That's voluntary manslaughter. He knew not to start that fire. Yeah, it is California law and the way they think out there.
He may not have known.
Bullshit. He was a hunter. The man knows how to start a fire in the middle of the woods, but knows it's bad to start one around with dry timber around him? No. Should it be charged with involuntary manslaughter? That's debatable. That's something up to the court to decide. Voluntary or involuntary, that's going to be a debatable point, but should he be held somehow responsible for the deaths of those people? You bet. And I think he should do hard time for that. He had no business starting a fire. And don't hand me that shit that he could have got lost and died, because A, his life compared to, like, what? How many others did he kill? Like, 6 to 8?
Okay, he didn't kill him. The fire killed him.
His actions did.
Wow, I mean, that's like chaos theory right there. You know, butterfly stops his wing in China. 30 people die in, California.
Right.
Fucking sue China.
But that's the way it goes.
I don't know. I don't necessarily agree with that.
Understandable, but proof positive. There are alternatives. There's a device. I kid you not. It's about double the size of a pack of cigarettes in width and length right there.
Okay.
Or maybe not double the size, 1.5, but it's definitely twice as thick as a pack of cigarettes. I'd say it's probably about 4 inches wide by about 6 inches long. And it's probably about 2 inches thick at the most.
All right.
It's a little device you carry in your backpack. What it is a cylinder of helium with a Mylar balloon.
Okay.
So if you get lost in the woods, you can just go ahead and hit this thing, and it'll flate. It has some ridiculous, like, I think like 500-foot cord or something like that.
All right.
That will allow it to go up in the air. So you can A, get spotted, and B, because it's Mylar, it's actually trackable by radar in the forest.
Hmm. Because it's Mylar.
Right. So there are alternatives that are non-flammable.
You know, but when you don't expect to get lost, I don't know, maybe he, you know, why he thought he wouldn't get lost, who knows? I mean,
but he should have taken better precautions to prevent such a tragedy.
Well, that may be.
He knows not to start forest fires. Everybody knows not to start forest fires. It is federal law. When you get a fishing license, you have to agree to terms and conditions.
Right.
I know not to start a motherfucking forest fire. He would have signed that. If he's a hunter. If not, he's a poacher. And that's totally separate set of rules. And some other shit he'd get busted for.
True.
But still yet, in the eyes of the law, he should have known better. No matter what the fucking case, it is never acceptable to start a forest fire. And that's what I'm saying.
Okay, Smokey. That's perfectly acceptable.
Cool.
Hey, real quick, let's let them know who they're listening to, because we don't have our normal audio tracks today.
Spank Wagon Radio.
We're sorry about that.
Yeah, I got excited. What the fuck is my cat doing?
He's trying to climb up on a ledge, and he just hit the ledge and fell.
No fucking trick-or-treaters outside.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Yeah, so am I. Bought all this fucking candy for nothing.
Oh, well.
Yeah, I'm gonna have a fucking sugar high.
Yeah, a bad sugar high, but a sugar high nonetheless. Hey, if you are tuning in live with us and you're not chatting, join us in our chat room. It's irc.slashnet.org.
I used to be somebody, and now I'm strung out on peanut butter cups.
Hey, let's have a seance.
No.
Yeah.
No.
I want a Ouija board and a seance.
No.
I want to call Homer.
Your dad's closer.
Yeah, but I know where he's at. What's fun in that?
I don't know. All right, folks. This has been Spank Rag Radio. We'll be back after this break.
Aye.
Yeah.
We'll be back.
Right. Spank! Wagon Radio! Ticka, 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 ticka.
So. Yeah.
Hey, I want to point something out.
Go ahead.
Just something very interesting here. Of course, it's our weekly celebrity death.
That's right. Dead celebrity of the week. There you go.
This week's dead celebrity? Come on down!
That's right. You're the next contestant on The Crematorium.
Ooh.
Rod Roddy of Price is Right fame. The guy who dressed flashy and was pretty flaming for many years right there with Price is Right is dead.
Very much so.
As a fucking doornail.
He passed away earlier this week at the age of 66 with complications from...
Colon. And what fucking made me go, huh?
Breast cancer. Homeboy had breast cancer.
Yeah, and you know what his final words were? Even men should get mammograms.
Yeah,
you know, goddamn mammogram.
I agree. Basically, though, his career was started, pretty much launched in the 70s with the popular show Soap, where he did the voiceovers in the background.
Everybody loves Soap.
His announcing stints included Love Connection from 1981 to 1985 and Press Your Luck from 1983 to 1986.
Press Your Luck is so fucking cool.
However, Price is Right has earned Wedderham his greatest fame. He became known on the program for his booming, jovial voice and flashy attire. He was quite a character, Bob Barker said. He was important to the success of the show. He had the spirit of Price is Right. It's a fun show.
The spirit of Price is Right.
I don't know. A private funeral service will be held in Texas with a memorial service planned sometime later in Los Angeles. Information on survivors was not available at the time. However, he was believed to be single, and he never talked about any of his relatives except for his mother, who died several years ago.
Yeah, that's kind of... Ooh.
In other words, he was gay, but that's okay.
No, it's not... Yeah, the gay thing, dude, if you saw Rob Roddy fucking dress, you knew.
Yeah.
Okay, the only time straight dudes dress like that is either A, you are eccentric beyond motherfucking belief,
mm-hmm.
or B, it's Halloween.
Yeah. So, and we have an excuse today, but yeah, he basically, though, died...
Yeah, especially me.
Yeah.
If you can see me right now. Look like Louie Louie going to a rave.
Yeah, I don't think
if you know who
Louie
fucking
Louie
Louie
is. Yeah,
is.
It's pretty bad. Yeah, so our dead celebrity is Rod Roddy. This is, again, scaring the hell out of me, because the fact that we've now been able to pull off a dead celebrity every week...
Now, we missed last week's show.
No, we didn't. We missed last week's show.
Yeah, but we had a dead celebrity for last week, too.
We had a dead celebrity for last week. We actually put them in the... On the webpage, on the front page of the wagon.
Dude from those movies.
Yeah, that one dude who played the bad guy in those movies, you know, had the fish eye, but he wasn't that other dude with the fish eye.
He was cockeyed, and yeah. So we had a dead celebrity last week.
So yeah, so.
So yes, yeah, Spankwagon's dead celebrity of the week. I'm sorry, I'm just thumbing through this book right here.
That's okay. Rev was just lamenting about how his first words were, come on down.
First words were coming.
First words, he says. My first complete sentence was, come on down. I shit you not.
That's
quote.
Fucking funny.
So.
Cool, man. I'm so happy I got this.
Oscar, they'll have to vote on the coffin lining.
Have to vote. God damn. Oscar's dead right.
You know?
You know the truth. What the fuck do you line his coffin with? I mean, outside of...
I'll take the black stuff for 500. I'm going to go with 302. I'll go with a buck.
Yeah. Actual retail price is... you're all over. Go lower.
No, okay. Buck.
Okay, we're going to take fiberboard. You know, relatives. No, I imagine a fucking coffin is like all pleated, but there's no buttons in the upholstery. It's all like fucking rhinestones and shit, dude.
Or sequins. Worse yet, sequins.
Oh, God. Yeah, he's buried, dude, but he was still flaming. Yes, you could have sworn it was a cremation. What were you saying?
I said, that's brown interior.
That's brown interior.
Interesting. Okay, right now, guys, Claude has such disinterest in the show.
That's not true.
He's reading
show.
A book on DeLoreans.
Yeah. For anybody that knows right there, it looks like DeLorean Motor Company did a fuck-up.
Oh?
Possibly. I mean, I'm guessing. Because they said this wasn't supposed to be out till November. And today's Halloween, I got this. probably nobody in the chat room will know what the fuck this is, but any of you who do, oh, look at that. There you go.
Oh, my fucking God.
Yeah, I know. Isn't that great? Anyhow, DeLorean Motor Company reprinted the book Stainless Steel Illusion. It also comes with, like, a new chapter on the back.
Pretty much propaganda chapter, but...
It's good plug. I'll give them that right there. But it really does also talk about the rise of the internet and how cars start coming back out with owners. But I got a copy of Stainless Steel Illusion too early. It was on my porch today. It's pretty cool. So I'm just thumbing through this right here, and as you can see, it shows a lot of engineering schematics on the car right there. Look at those. Look at that. That's what my dash could look like.
All the different dash ideas.
Oh yeah.
Interesting.
Pretty cool.
I know we can't share with these guys, but
yeah, I know. But anyhow, yeah, that's what made my day.
Yeah. Now the vote on the da-da-da. Oh yes, rerun. Thank you, Rev. Rerun.
Fred Berry, is that his name?
Fred Berry. Yeah.
Fred Berry. Yeah. Fred Berry's dead.
I think that's Fred Berry. So yeah, Rerun passed away last week. He'll probably will be buried in his fedora and suspenders.
Dude, I so hope.
Probably is.
Dude, well, you know
guy,
what?
You know, the guy clinged on to his gimmick from the 70s and never let go? Come on. He was happy with it, too. That is the same nasty sucker he had a while ago?
Yeah.
You are glutton.
Maybe I was wrong. No, I was right. This sucks. Probably then go back to it later, maybe. Anyhow, yeah. I mean, it's like you look at people like from the TV shows of the 70s, you know, like Walton, you know, Little House on the Prairie, which the set burned down.
Yeah.
All these other places like that right there. These people moved on.
Yes, they did.
Okay. What's that chick's name? Played fucking Blair Warner on The Facts of Life, okay?
Okay.
And pretty much damn near everybody else from The Facts of Life, even Tootie, granted she got another gig later on. They moved on.
Yeah.
He didn't fucking show up at conventions. He didn't keep working that same old fucking gig, dude.
No. But Rerun did.
Look at me. I don't fucking jump out and do Elvis shit at people.
No.
I moved on. God.
I'm not even dignifying that one.
That's my ego at work.
That's your ego everywhere.
One day there's going to be like songs about me. Lifestyles are rich and famous.
Wrong. Oh, yeah, not a fedora, a beret. Thank you. Yes, Rev, I'm wrong.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
That's right.
I was about
wrong to hat. Oh, jeez.
Indiana Jones and the crack-ass Nazis. That's a Photoshop on fucking something awful.
Oh, my God. All right, let's see. moving on. Moving into other things.
Yeah.
Every week I seem to find these lists, or every few weeks I seem to find a list. And by the way, this list I like. And it's the top 25 list. And what it is 25 signs that you've grown up. So we're going to go through these and tell me if you kind of agree with
them.
Smells
like cherry, tastes like wax lips.
They look like wax lips. I thought those were those gummy coins when I looked at them.
No. Oh.
All right, top 25 signs that you've grown up.
That you've grown up. From the home office in Kenosha, Wisconsin.
I thought it was Walla Walla, Washington.
I never.
Okay. Lebanon, Missouri or something.
I know. Some fucking place somebody's never heard of, like Toronto, Canada.
Never mind.
Bullshit.
Bullshit?
Don't tell me you never heard of Toronto. Or you have heard
Heard of Toronto.
Bullshit. I told you that one day, and I said, you remember? And I'm like, I'm from Toronto. And you're like, really? In Canada? I said, of course. I trolled you.
I was trolling you. Anyhow, moving on. 25 signs you've grown up. Your potted plants are alive. And you can't smoke a one of them.
I never really grew marijuana before.
Nope, so I can't say. Having sex in a twin side bed or a twin sized bed is absurd. Absolutely. I can agree with that. You keep more food than beer in the fridge.
Alright, yeah.
Okay, alright.
I'll go with that.
6 a.m. is when you get up, not when you go to sleep. Yeah, well, actually, I get up at 6, so yeah, that works for me. You're still going to bed at 6.
I'm curbing it, man. I'm trying real hard, Ringo. Yeah, I have a screen today where you gotta move the mouse.
You hear your favorite song in an elevator. Yeah, that's happened.
Yeah, but that's rare.
Yeah.
I believe I have heard Smells Like Teen Spirit in an elevator once.
Oh, Jesus. That sucked!
But it is off an album, which was Nirvana Muzak. You've never heard anything until you've heard Rape Me done by an orchestra.
I'll have to remember that.
With worst of all, bells.
Oh, Jesus.
Rip me, play on the bells.
Bing, bing, bing.
Ding, 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 ding. I thought that water glass is the only way that could get worse. Anyhow.
All right. You carry an umbrella. You watch the Weather Channel. I watch the Weather Channel.
I don't carry an
umbrella. I used to watch the Weather Channel. I don't watch the Weather Channel out here. I just open up a window.
Me? I don't own an umbrella. I got my big trench coat.
Your friends marry and divorce instead of hook up and break up.
Okay.
Okay. You go from 130 days of vacation time to 7. Yeah. Jeans and a sweater no longer qualify as dressed up. Yeah, that's true. You're the one calling the police because those darn kids next door don't know how to turn down the radio.
Never done that.
Really?
Not even my crazy-ass neighbors the other day got into a big fight. I'm not worried, dude. I busted out my piece.
Oh, Jesus.
No, see it?
No. It's probably loaded.
Yeah, it is.
See, I don't like that.
I'll unload it and bring it out to you.
Unload it. Later. I don't... He's talking about a gun!
Shh, thank you. Worry my neighbors.
No, you're saying, well, I'm going to unload it. I'll unload it for you later. Whoa, wait a minute. We didn't say what it was. I'm
talking about my piece, yeah. All right, fair enough. Do you want to see it? I'll unload it. You can handle it. Yeah, the monkey likes you.
Oh, shut up.
You want to see Snakey? All right, hold on. Let me go get Snakey.
Older relatives feel comfortable telling sex jokes around you. That hasn't happened yet.
God.
You don't know the time when Taco Bell closes anymore.
Jesus, when does it close? Come and think of it.
There you go. Your car insurance goes down, and your car payments go up.
Ha-ha! I own my own car! Fuck you!
So, okay. You feed your dog Science Diet instead of McDonald's. In your case, you feed the cat Science Diet, New Canuba and all that, instead of McDonald's.
Actually, I never gave him McDonald's. Coco loves Cheetos, though. Fucking Siamese, dude. Picky as hell. She'll turn her nose up at most cat treats, give her Cheetos, fucking cats. It's like catnip to her.
That's great.
Same with McDonald's fries, I did discover. So technically, yeah, McDonald's. Never mind.
There you go. Sleeping on the couch makes your back hurt. Not yet. I'm still cool.
No,
with that.
Not yet.
You no longer take naps from noon to 6 p.m. Well, yeah, I still do. Dinner and a movie. The whole date instead of the beginning of one. There's a sign you're getting old.
What? No, Jojo.
Eating a basket of chicken wings at 3 a.m. would severely upset, rather than settle, your stomach.
Yeah.
You go to the drugstore for ibuprofen and antacids instead of condoms and pregnancy tests. So, yeah, okay. A $4 bottle of wine is no longer pretty good stuff.
Yeah.
I had to laugh because my wife is notorious for the Boone's Farm.
Oh, God.
Cheap wine. And she's like, I still like it.
Let me show you something. It's bad wine.
Uh-oh. He's gotten grabbing bad wine from the fridge.
No, I poured this out, and you know me with wine.
But this is that Corbett Canyon.
Yeah.
The fuck is this size?
Yeah.
1.5 liters of wine.
Pull a cork and sniff.
I feel like I should be playing an old jug band. Oh, shit.
Fucking tard. You ripped the fucking cork. You fucking idiot.
How the hell does that shit happen?
Goddamn. Fucking King Kong over here. Shit. Kong one liquor.
Here, hold on. I got a corkscrew on my...
You carry a corkscrew with your dumbass?
I think it has a corkscrew. Nope! No corkscrew!
You got a fucking Swiss Army knife with no corkscrew.
No, yeah. It got pliers instead.
Fuck. Give me the fucking pliers. Aha!
Okay. Let's... I'm fucking... What the fuck? That's... Oh, no.
It's rank.
That's horrible.
Yeah, dude, see, no. It's not turned. It tasted that way.
You just put the bad cork in?
Fuck. Anyhow.
Eek. The $4 bottle of wine. Ew. Now, see, now what good wine have you had?
Pahrump Valley. Pahrump makes a damn mighty fine award-winning wine.
How's that Italian wine?
Ooh, that's the best I've ever had.
How's that homemade Italian wine? That dude, that shit was home fucking made.
Now you want to smell something hard?
Sure.
Okay, this is what's called Irish Mist. This is.
It comes in a flask.
Yes, it's imported whiskey.
Ooh, that's smooth.
Yeah.
That has a good smell to it, too. Mm,
that's right. You want a sip?
Yeah, sure.
All right, let me bust out the
He's going to go get some. We're going to have a little drink. Moving on. And no, I don't really drink. I just sip. You actually eat breakfast foods at breakfast time. No.
The biggest. Breakfast comes any time of the fucking day.
So, I can't say I agree with that. I just can't drink the way I used to. Replaces, I'm never going to drink that much again. So, interesting. Okay. As you pour the liqueur. Just a very little, because, you know.
This is the time I stomach up, too.
Over 90% of the time you spend in front of the computer is for real work. So, no. I spend a lot of time on the internet. Here we go. This one's very appropriate.
What's that?
You don't drink at home to save money before going to the bar. You know you're getting old when you don't do that. And then number 25. You read this entire list looking for one sign that doesn't apply to you. Well, I found a few, so.
Well, that wasn't the goal. Guess what? We're saved.
You know, this is a lot. This is more here. Give me, that's less.
I don't want that much. Fuck, I don't want this much either. I accidentally poured too much.
Okay.
So look at a coat.
Wow. That's just going to tear me apart.
Yeah, this is Irish mist liqueur.
Because
it's liquor. It's whiskey.
Liqueur.
It's made with some shit in Ireland.
Potatoes? What the fuck?
No, like,
shit in Ireland. It must be potatoes.
It's like KFC whiskey because they put like original herbs and spices and shit in this stuff. There you go. Right.
Cheers.
The assholes never came to get this candy.
Yeah, really. Got all this fucking candy. Oh!
Whoop!
Wow. That's good, though.
How'd you like that?
I like the aftertaste.
Better than Crown Royal, huh?
I don't know.
I got Crown Royal somewhere. God damn it. You're like Chris Farley having a heart attack on that one skit, dude. Eating sausage and stuff. Yeah, Bob.
I'm sorry, man. That burns.
Oh, damn. We both have whiskey face right now.
And we didn't drink downtown water.
Ugh. God damn. Mm. That is strong shit, dude.
That's good. You know what? That's really good, though.
You like that?
Good flavor. It's just
your wife like whiskey?
Probably.
She'll like... Well, she's a sorority chick. She'll drink anything as long as it's got alcohol in it. Sterno.
Sterno. She's not like Dukakis or anything. Okay, come on now.
I haven't had that in a while.
Shit, that's great. And all we have to eat is fucking chocolate. Shit!
Chocolate and whiskey don't fucking go together. And the only thing I got for Greece is Jell-O pudding. I mean... I mean, beef Jell-O.
Yeah, beef Jell-O, you know. So the only hard food you have in your house is liquefied. It's formerly liquid. That's bad. That is bad.
Gordon, looking at this right here, you've got another story. Very interesting one, too. Where is this at? China?
This is China, actually. I was going to get
China,
that, but I'm
the Chinese chapter.
Jesus. So, anyhow, here in China, I guess what they did is to stop a person from stealing on the spot, they caught her, and they basically forced her to hold the sign up saying, "I am a shameful thief."
Yeah, right on.
Pretty much, they said, you know what? What you did was wrong. We're going to point it out. They were pretty much just stealing, a couple containers of yogurt.
Doesn't matter.
And, I'm not saying it does matter. I'm just saying, you know, that's what they were trying to steal. And some fish. So fish and yogurt is what they were trying to steal.
Yuck! What the... It's like fucking Stitz on a shopping trip. God damn.
I have no clue, but
you have to go with that guy shopping, man. It's like,
but basically, the head of security said the woman was willing to be punished as she was more afraid of being sent to the police. According to a lawyer, however, the supermarket has no right to punish the shoplifter privately. In addition, public humiliation of a thief might constitute a violation of the law, the lawyer said.
Yeah, it's China.
It's China!
Since when do they have fucking look at
communists?
Yeah. I think they'd be all for that shit. I think that's fucking great. My mom used to tell a funny story about that, too. Back, I had a reason to be a mall rat. You know, my mom worked at the mall for a while.
All right.
It was very interesting. There was actually, you know, this girl who was Asian.
Uh-huh.
Don't know the specific nationality, except for she was Asian. And her parents, she got caught shoplifting at some store.
Okay.
And they had a police substation inside the mall.
What?
It's L.A., dude. Heavy shoplifting, gang fights, things like that.
All right.
They weren't as bad then, but they eventually became enough. They planned in advance, what can I say?
Right, right.
Anywho. What happened was the police threatened to arrest her mother.
Really?
Because they had her in custody, and the mother was beating the shit out of her. Yeah. Yeah. And they said that, you know, when they went out to the car, the father was just covering his face in shame, and the mother was just... The fucking cops had to hold her back. It says they drove off right there, the cops waited, and as soon as the doors were locked, they started going. The kid was sitting in the front seat, the mother was right behind her, and the father was driving. She just reached around, grabbed her hair, and just was going, bam, bam, bam! Slamming her head against the back of the seat and just fucking slapping her with her other hand.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Well, I guess that'll teach the kid, that or send him into a home.
I think, though, there's only one funnier thing I ever watched with shoplifting.
What's that?
When I worked at Smith's.
Okay.
We had a three girls got busted for shoplifting.
Okay.
Teenagers. They were, I think they were like 14 and 15.
All right.
Was three girls, and that's what the age range was. And the father had to come down and pick them up, uh-huh. You know? Otherwise, they were going to, like, call the police.
Right.
And they had everything laid out and what was in each girl's purse, dude. His daughter was stealing makeup and condoms.
Ha!
Isn't that great?
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Stealing makeup and condoms.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know what she was doing? Making money, Daddy, like you want me to.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I mean, you think that's great. What about you guys out in the chat room? Do you think that's pretty cool to, you know, have a store punish someone by making them hold up a sign saying, I'm a shameful thief or something, you know, something similar to that?
Yes, I do.
All right, thank you. Just waiting for the chat room to pipe in because they're still kind of stuck on the alcohol. I think they all ran off to go get something to drink.
God.
What, are you going to eat candy now? You're going to fucking drink that neat, nasty-ass fucking generic fucking candy?
No, I won't.
Oh, my.
I'll make it worse.
Chocolate?
Have a Reese cup.
Okay.
It's good for you, man.
Yeah, it sure is. Jesus, these things are on out. These were packaged at a low altitude.
Yeah.
It's all puffy.
Dude, you know what as well, man? I'm burping up taquitos and dirty rice.
Oh.
And liquor.
Liquor, taquitos, dirty rice, and chocolate here in a minute. So, yeah, we're getting a sugar high complete off of our Halloween candy.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
And we're getting buzzed off Halloween hooch.
Fuck. I have to be careful. I'm wearing all this black makeup and it tastes nasty if I swallow some.
Now you know how your wife feels, big guy.
Thanks. Well, anyhow, our Halloween party, which is a bust. Well, not really a party, but yes, but...
You know what, though? I don't feel quite as bad as my neighbor upstairs.
Yeah, he went to a lot of work.
Yeah.
He has this great window display. As you walk up to your house,
mm-hmm.
It's this window display that pretty much displays all these great masks and stuff like that.
Spray
are backlit.
Masks and they're...
With a backlit... all with, like, back background, so it looks like they're all floating there.
Yeah, and he's got them under black lights.
Mm-hmm.
It's killer.
It looks great.
And nobody's coming up here to trick-or-treat.
Yeah, that does
and
suck.
And grateful little fuckers. They're probably in the house, neighborhoods behind us. Which kind of makes me glad. That way, and I mean, in a way, it's security, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But otherwise, you know. Oh, well.
Oh, well. Ooh, my stomach just did a donut. All right, I think we're going to take a quick break.
You got a shit?
My stomach just did a big flip. Spank Wagon Radio, only on SpankWagon.FamTV.net!
Thank you.
damn, man. Did you, like, leave anything out?
No. I'm sure there's a little corn left around the rim there. That's for you.
There's always corn left. I'm from Iowa.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Oh, shit, I'm so sorry. My stomach, it's probably the alcohol, but something just landed on my stomach and lit it up.
I think you're right, man.
Oh, well, it happens.
Dude, it don't happen, dude. I'm sitting here, dude, and I'm not ready to shite my pants.
I wasn't ready to shake my pants. It's pretty close, though. It's like, oh, something moved wrong. Something moved really, really wrong.
It did not move wrong. It's your fault, goddammit.
Always my fault, huh? Fine, be that way.
Ah!
Let's see. Maybe we're blitzed off of one shot. I don't think so.
What?
They're wondering why we're taking such a long fucking time. I'm sorry, people. Today's been a fucking long day for me.
Trench can't handle his liquor.
Not like that.
Not granted, like I get drunk very easily. You just fucking had one drink and had to shit quickly.
I have a problem with food. Certain foods I can go, certain foods...
No, if Red Rum had your stomach, she wouldn't have had that fucking constipation run in.
Speaking of, yes, that's
oh
absolutely
my God.
True.
I'm so big. Oh, yeah. Honey, can you check it for blood? Check what?
It.
Imagine that. Her fucking husband, dude. Poor guy.
Oh, my God. Someone that constipated. How do you get...
I felt kind of sorry for her husband. Then I read that follow-up post about like how he was bitching Henderson, dude. And I realized she's married to an abusive man. We need to help her.
Oh?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
I'm not stopping. I don't care if you need to shit your pants. You might as well have just beat her. That's not right.
I don't know. If you're wondering what we're talking about, go check out the message boards. There's Wow, you want to talk about shit posts?
Literally.
Literally.
You get to hear the enduring tale of Red Rum's bowel movement, or lack thereof.
Lack thereof, man. Yeah. I mean, it's, eek.
It's pretty intense.
Yeah.
Pretty dense, too, probably.
Yeah. I'm slurring? Someone's saying I'm slurring?
Yeah, you are, dude.
I am?
No, I'm just fucking with you.
Okay, I'm wondering.
Not that I can tell, man.
Hi. Welcome back to Bank Wagon Radio.
No. Like fucking yeah, it's Celebrity Night, man. Tonight Trench is dressed as Dean Martin. Albeit the very depressed Dean Martin.
Albeit.
Burly burly, life is nothing. Cradle of filth. My pain's so intense I can't go on.
Hey, stupid Mormons.
How can you say that?
Easy. Stupid Mormons. Notice how that works.
What did the Mormons do to you?
Well, Salt Lake County authorities on Wednesday warned restaurant workers about a nationwide telephone scam after a female employee at an area Applebee's was forced to undergo a strip search. It gets better. Utah is only the most recent state reporting such an incident. The calls are believed to originate in Florida, and the suspect, who calls collect from a payphone, is almost always male. Yes.
Okay, continue.
Well, they're almost always male. The man calls the restaurant and identifies himself as an undercover police officer conducting an investigation. He then asks who is working. When an employee says the name of a female, he asks for a description of the woman and then says, "That's the one." He tells them... You okay there?
Yeah.
He tells them that the female employee is suspected from stealing property from a customer. And then suggests a strip search be performed. The woman at Applebee's submitted to such a search. Are you noticing the thing that's catching me off guard here?
The Mormons?
Well, not only that.
Stupid enough to believe that shit and go through with it?
Over the phone, a dude is telling one woman to do a strip search, or one person to do a strip search on another person. And the guy who's asking this is on a phone! Millions of miles away!
We should try that. That'd be great.
That would be kind of hilarious. Florida authorities are warning other law enforcement agencies that if one incident is reported in the area, there are almost more to follow. The suspect is known to contact several...
They said this is Utah.
Yes, but they feel that it's happening, that it's originating out of Florida.
Oh, okay.
Several restaurants looking for potential victims. The sheriff's office is asking restaurant workers to keep in mind that police would never ask fellow employees to search one another, and also they would not call collect from a payphone. So that means some morons in Utah thought, hey, I know. He must be telling me the truth. He says he's a cop.
Yeah. Yeah, check out my email address, man. It's great. I'm policeofficer@hotmail.com. You know it's legit.
Oh, my God.
So we should do. We should have a fucking domain to do that, man. MetropolitanPolice@vftp.net. Perhaps our ad, MetropolitanPolice.vftp.net.
Yeah, there you go. So, yeah. Idiots. Fucking Mormon. Mormon.
Which Applebee's did this happen at?
I don't know. Somewhere in Utah.
Does it say the name of the city?
Salt Lake City.
We should call him up for an interview.
What the fuck were you thinking?
Come up with another one. This is the police again. Yeah. It's happened again.
That's great.
Listen, Mormons are fucking...
And right now, for the record, since he mentioned it in the chat room, Reverend Hammer states, it's not me! No, you're not that clever, are you? No, that's too bad.
Boss. It's your boss's, man.
It's your boss. That's why they're so pissed all the time, man.
Yeah. I can't wait for somebody to call up. That's what we should do. We should call fucking Reverend's work and say Reverend is the one. We need you to strip search Hammer. Check the colon.
Do you got a rubber glove?
Do you see anything suspicious? Yes, rubber gloves. Speaking of which, that fucking cleaner I got.
Smells like Pepto and tells you it's
going to
turn.
Rubber gloves, dude. Who the fuck needs rubber gloves to wash their goddamn
clothes? Who the fuck wears rubber gloves to change their oil?
Me.
Thank
That's
you.
Different, man. You
no!
Chemical is cancer, dude.
Chemical is chemical.
No, it's not, dude. Uh-uh.
Right now, with your fake painted-on mustache and that look, yeah, it's so trucker, okay? That's all I got to say.
I got my Jerry Springer hat. Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
So, yeah. By the way, good news for the internet folk. I'm sure everybody's actually going to want to hear this one. One of the purported Nigerian email scammers has been caught.
Sweet. Where was he?
Australia.
Right. It wasn't Nigeria.
No, yeah. It wasn't Nigeria. Didn't have a palace. I'm sure he's working on one, though. But one of the people who were doing the Nigerian email scams have been caught.
Details, please.
Details.
I have to hear this one.
A 39-year-old Sydney man will face court charges with 17 offenses relating to a multi-million-dollar internet scam based in Australia. The so-called Nigerian or West African scam involved fraudsters sending a flood of spam emails telling people they could claim millions of dollars or lottery rings.
Or a portion.
Or an inheritance or a business opportunity. So long as they send, money first for expenses.
No. You don't send money first. You give them your account number.
Well, so long as you first send the money or access to money for expenses.
Yeah.
That I'm reading their copy verbatim, then correct me. Okay. The NSW police.
New South Wales.
Okay, is that what it is?
New South Wales.
Wow, you're geographied out. New South Wales police said yesterday's arrest came after a four-month investigation. It was the first arrest of a key Australian agency for allegedly involved in the global scam. Whoa, there's cats out here fighting.
Yeah, it's normal.
Okay. State Crime Command and... Jesus! Okay. State Crime Command Assets Confiscation Unit.
God damn!
You know what their acronym is?
What?
ACU. Oh, fuck, they crunched that one down.
Let me see that.
I'm not kidding.
Where is it? State Crime Command Assets Confiscation Unit. Sounds like some Mad Max shit.
State Crime Command Assets Confiscation Unit.
Give us your oil, and we'll let you live.
Sand? What's this, sand? Yeah. Anyhow. basically, they arrested the dude, and during a search of the property, basically they found everything on the computers. So, man... He was in Nigeria! I sent them my bank! Oh, no. Yeah. I would never do that.
Wow.
I'm smarter than that. However, people aren't. And that's the funny thing.
Australia is really huge if you go about scams and porn and stuff right there.
Really?
Go to Spam House. spamhaus.com/org. It's really great. They're a great spam resource and stuff like that there. Spam House is fucking killer, too. Because what'll happen is Spam House is a vigilante group.
Right.
It's not run by a government agency. So that means it's not, shall we say...
legal?
Well, no, not legal. It is legal what they do, but they don't have to exactly adhere to moral guidelines.
Oh, okay.
So
what
when
they
find that you're a spammer,
and they track your IP address.
Right.
They go Big Brother style like me, and they will post spammers' home addresses.
Oh.
One guy was some fucking used car dealer in New Orleans and really? Like lived in the fucking suburbs. Started spamming people. He was like amateur, dude. He's like a fucking amateur guy and was using a couple spam programs and went to like a couple different spam or fucking, you know, unknown ISPs, right?
Yeah.
He was sending out spam. And what happened was apparently they Spam House post, which is based out of the United States, posted this guy's home address.
Really?
And had to email Spam House back. You know what the guy got in the mail?
Huh.
Picture of his daughters and his wife said, if you send me spam again, I'll kill them.
Oh, shit!
Somebody taking, like, surveillance photos of this guy's family, dude.
That's hardcore.
That's fucking... You know what, dude? That is so total hardcore. And if they would've... And you know what, man? Loss of human life is not right, dude. But you know what, man? You play with fire.
Yeah. Although I don't think that necessarily... Like, spam and mafia...
Hey man, that is spam is the equivalent of the spam is to the internet the equivalent of the foot massage to Marcellus' wife, man. You play with fire. He maybe not expected him to react that way, but he should have respected and expected.
Expect reaction, but not necessarily someone going, "I know who you are.
I know where you live. I know where your daughters go to school. I know where your wife works. I'll kill them." That's fucking great, dude, isn't it?
What if he was to get murdered?
What if they were to get murdered?
What? You know, you want to talk about shit hitting the fan.
Dude, man, you know what? That's in a fucking serious message.
The site would have not been toasted, and everyone would have been in trouble.
They're out of the U.S.
The Spam House?
Spam House is not based in the United States.
It doesn't matter. Other countries have laws, too.
So? The only thing they could do...
So?
The only thing they could have done... The only thing they could have done was try them in the United States in what's it called? Absentinium. Something like that. They try you and can convict or pardon you in absence. It's a legal thing they can do, and they can do it for they can try people for crimes committed outside the United States. It's a fucking ruling which is in the original Constitution written by the forefathers.
But the thing that could probably happen here is the fact that let's say they you know, they do go and someone gets murdered and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Then the local government will start going after them.
Maybe.
The local government will, because it would. They could fucking work it to make it sound like a contract killing.
Maybe. Who knows? Hey, who knows, man? Who knows? Dude, you know what? Anybody that's ever fucking received spam knows that people who send spam deserve to die. Is it right that hit... Now, of course, we're not arguing that this has happened, because it has not. Had this have happened, had his family been killed, would have been right? No. Would it have sent a powerful message to spammers? Yes. Would it have sent a powerful, more so, message to local governments and federal governments to say, hey, this is getting out of control?
Because yes, but they may not necessarily try to fix the right thing.
I think, to be perfectly honest with you right there, I think spamming right there, I think you're gonna see a lot of internet-based related terrorism in the future because of unsolicited email and marketing.
Maybe. I think so. I don't know,
dude. You know what? People are crazy now, man. It's crazy times, man.
Okay.
Dude, we're gonna enter. Dude, I'm telling you right now, dude. With fucking Bush in office, the war in Iraq and shit, the bullshit flying around, the war coming close to home. You're gonna see the '60s again, dude. But you know what the problem is, man? We're going to go right through the fucking happy phase of the 60s to the fucking end of when the happiness and the music died, and we're going to go straight and pick up right where the fucking Manson murders left off.
So we're going to hit like 60, violence. So we're going to hit that era, and then we're going to hit the 70s again, the early 70s.
We're going to hit some ultra-violent times, my friend.
Well, it'll be worth seeing. It'll be absolutely worth seeing. Of course, now they're debating, isn't there something about this in the Homeland Security bill? Probably. Mm. I mean, why not? They want to check your credit before you fly in a fucking airplane.
I'm not even going to touch it again, because that's a wasted argument. Yeah.
Yeah. Total topic change. Let's see. Let's cover the fact that Wednesday here in Las Vegas, you felt closer to home.
Yeah, it was totally a cake full of soot and smoke.
We
and
had
ash.
Soot, smoke, ash, and all kinds of shit going on.
From the California fires, which are still, as we speak now, burning.
Mm-hmm.
It's Devil's Night in California.
Woo! Oh, great. There'll be a movie on that one. I was like noticing on the, noticing on the listings there's the Jessica Lynch TV movie and all that shit right now.
You know
going,
what?
I thought TV movies were gonna die out.
I think they should make a comeback, but I think we should have miniseries, and I think we should cover good things, wholesome things. We should return to Reagan country.
Oh, the Reagan thing?
I don't know.
Yeah, the Reagan thing is pretty much getting a lot of people going because they're doing it all wrong.
What do you mean?
I guess they're not portraying Reagan as he is. They're just kind of going
what,
off.
What, senile?
No. They were making him seem to be like an arrogant, pompous ass.
He is!
I don't think so. I'm thinking, what do I know? I wasn't into anything with that back then. I know is he liked jelly beans, and that's about it.
Hey, man, I like
jelly beans. Not on TV.
Too. Can't really fault a man who likes jelly beans. That's true. He fucked up the economy, man. He caused recession in the 80s, man.
He likes jelly beans. Oh, he's okay.
He likes jelly beans. Yay!
There you go. So, yeah, I don't know. The skies around Vegas, it was really weird because the skies never got
nasty.
Past a really nasty orange. And that was the entire sky. Like, you didn't see sun, you didn't see clouds.
If you did, the sun was like nuclear orange.
It was pretty, pretty sick. Mm-hmm. I will say, but yeah, you were like, oh, this is like LA. And I'm going, shit.
Yeah.
I'm glad I don't live there.
Especially when we walked out to the fucking loading docks and shit at work right there, and there's diesel exhaust everywhere.
Yeah. So, yeah, it was pretty bad. And then, let's see, what else is going on in Vegas? Oh, this weekend, tonight, tomorrow, and Sunday, the Las Vegas Comic Con.
Mm-hmm.
Las Vegas Comic Book Convention. I'm actually going to be going tomorrow.
Okay.
I don't know if I'll have a report or what I'll have for the mm-hmm. next show, but...
I'm not going to go.
You're not?
I didn't budget for it.
It's pretty pricey. $20 a day. And I'm just getting in on a one day. Yeah. Next week, I know that you and I are going to be heading to SEMA. And
SEMA.
We're going to try to have a show that night.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to try.
We're
going to
try to have a show.
Guarantee.
Yeah, we don't really know if we're going to have a show, to be honest. And the reason is SEMA may be like, okay, cool, we're done. But there's a chance we may hook up with some DeLorean people right there, find out, talk to them.
Yeah.
And if that happens, usually it's straight to the pub.
Yeah. It's usually how it goes. And if anybody's watched Monster Garage... We're talking some of the people who are for Monster Garage,
one of which
we might see a fist fight.
No, don't fucking say it on the internet. Thank you.
No, okay.
That's it. Great. If something does happen, I'll be fine. This is premeditated. That was just...
What? No, because I'm not fist fighting him.
It was the whiskey. Yes, liquor saves the day again.
I think you're being a little paranoid, but that could be the alcohol talking.
The shit, if you had a camera right now, that'd have been the perfect pose.
Yeah, he was trying to fiddle with his beard that's painted on.
Yeah.
Yeah. My God, it's gone! It's still there. What's that smudge on your lip? It's not literally like you got milk. It's sort of like, you got shit.
Nah, it's not brown.
Are you a coal miner's daughter?
Yeah. Coal miner's...
No. We shit coal. Dad, the fire's getting low.
I think I'm getting the black colon.
Black colon. Okay. It took me a minute. Black colon. Yes. To Comic Con. No comic. The Comic Con by, CCI, Comic Collectibles, Incorporated or whatever it is, the people who did the fancy packaging. Anyhow.
Yeah, it's not something I'd be totally down for and being like, oh my God, dude. And it would be interesting to observe right there, but you and your wife go. You'll have fun.
Well, I'm going mostly because I want to meet the people from Penny Arcade.
Yeah.
And maybe some of my favorite artists will be there.
Why? Penny Arcade is unfunny.
Penny Arcade's okay, but it'd be nice to tell them, man, you guys fucking suck.
Okay.
And that's right. It. And walk away.
I'm like saying, I'd rather fucking meet, fucking Man Cow and Drew Curtis,
You hate Drew Curtis and Man Cow.
I don't like Benny Arcade. It's unfunny, dude.
Yeah, I think it was best when PvP said you had to print out the backstory to understand the comic.
God. I mean, it's like, come on, Benny Arcade, what is it right there? Is it talent? No. All it is some dudes are really good at doing repetitive art that they've drawn in the first place, and B, have a cool site name.
Jeez, I think that's a lot of what comics are anyway.
Nuh-uh.
Well, a lot of comics actually do use reprint panels and stuff like that. I mean, they really do. There's also a...
No, I'll tell you one man that's never done a reprint panel.
You should say fucking Jack Chick.
No, Jack Chick. No, man. He's borrowed, he's traced some shit from like other stuff he's picked up along the way. I know, but at least one time it's occurred.
All right.
Crumb.
That's true. Crumb definitely does.
I'm not into comics like superheroes and stuff right there. And I'm really not like a pop culture person too much. Not in the way people think, like just go gaga over anything that's pop culture. I'm very selective about what it is. And comics, like I'm saying, you know, comics are interesting. I think they're a great medium. I think since I never really had comics, that's really why I'm not into them. Maybe I would be different. But I dig Crumb's work, man. I'd really like to see American Splendor.
Really? Yeah.
Yeah.
Vert asks if I'm going to be going to Gen Con. No.
What's Gen Con?
Gen Con is a gaming convention for all RPGers, and it's been moved to California. It used to be like in Indiana for like super long.
You know
long.
What? Come to think of
somewhere
it,
in the
you know
Midwest.
What I didn't see this year that we should have gone to?
What?
The Classic Gaming Convention.
No, that you know that wasn't here this year.
No, it's always been hosted downtown at the Plaza.
Downtown the Plaza, where you know, I don't know what happened to that. I'll have to look that up.
Hmm. Yeah, like that'd be interesting, dude.
Yeah, Classic Gaming.
Yeah, you see some bunch of dudes, you know.
Well, the big thing tomorrow is I'm going to go, and it's going to be interesting seeing all the costumes.
Yeah.
So we'll be charging up the camera. Cool. I know I got the website still down for graphics and images and shit like that, but
yeah.
I'm working on it slowly.
Soon will be the triumphant return.
Yeah. Maybe we'll even have links by then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Never can't tell. In a world.
Oh, God, here we go.
Did you notice on my post for the follow-up to that when I did that? I even also, you know what I also included, dude?
What's that?
Now, more than ever. You reread that. I just totally wanted to work that in, dude.
Got it. I got it. Yeah, I think I got that one.
Triumphant battle.
Hey, real quick.
Triumphant struggle.
What? Okay, here's a pop quiz, and I'm hoping you could pass this. I really hope you could pass
hey,
this.
Hey, I passed the gay test.
Yeah, you have. Pink hair and handlebar mustache.
No, I meant
the kimono. with jeans and work boots. Anyhow, are you ready for this?
You know what I just realized? I'm like the fucking, what's that dude from Street Fighter Alpha? It looks like him. He's got like the orange hair and shit, dude. Akuma or something.
No,
like that.
No, the green guy?
No. He's the fucking dude with like the, you know, on the, yeah.
I don't even remember.
Yeah, it's like Akuma. You know, I'm like the fucking Akuma of the Village People right now.
Ooh, that's stretching it.
I also got, it's actually, you know, I kind of, you know what I was thinking about, you know how I look in the mirror? George Michael.
Were you in a bathroom stall?
No.
Okay.
You took over my shit house.
Yeah.
No, I got a camera in there. That's fucking thin.
Oh my god.
Yeah. What were we talking about?
We were actually going to go to this little quick
classic
pop quiz.
Gaming. Pop quiz, yeah.
Okay. Fox News is broadcasted on what network?
Fox.
Simpsons are broadcasted on which network?
Fox.
Okay. You know this.
I know this.
Apparently Fox News did not.
Really?
Fox News has attempted to sue the Simpsons.
Really?
Yes. During an interview broadcast today on NPR, this is on the 24th, Simpsons creator Matt Groening revealed that Fox News Network had threatened to sue the Simpsons over a parody of the right-leaning news channel. The highly sensitive news organization, which is headed by Roger Ailes, made headlines this summer when an ill-starred lawsuit against the humorous Al Franken book, blah, blah, blah. The Fox suit was thrown out in court, only succeeded in making Franken's book a bestseller. We've talked about this guy. So,
Al Franken.
Yeah, I'm not even going to go there. We've talked about this.
Yeah.
According to Groening, the Simpsons team refused to cut out a segment, which Groening told the person who was interviewing he really liked, figuring that Rupert Murdoch wouldn't allow the Fox cable channel to sue Fox Broadcasting Network, which carries the Simpsons. Basically what it was is they ran a news crawl at the bottom and made it look like a Fox news crawl. Just Fox, but it was a cartoon. Although, you know, it told us they Fox News Network, you know, did back down on the threat. They did not sue, obviously.
Yeah.
Although it has told The Simpsons, in the future, the cartoon series will not be allowed to include a news crawl at the bottom of the screen, which might confuse the viewers. Yellow people with no fucking chins aren't going to confuse a fucking viewer. I don't care how blind, naive, stupid, or anything.
Hey, diddly-doo, there's a war in Iraq.
Hey diddly-o, we're all gonna die. Smoke, smoke, smoke. No. Fire. You know, no.
Hey Homer, the terrorist threat level is at orange today. That's not gonna happen.
Yeah, it's not, you know. But apparently Fox News feels that it's skirting that line. It's a little too close. Fuck that.
Yeah, I mean, I just kind of... No, I can understand. Because I see Greta Van Struis and I often confuse her thinking she has a fucking big blue beehive.
Problem with Greta Van Struis is, in fact, when she had that facelift, it wrapped, like, half of her face around the back of her head. It fucked
there's
her
up. There's an Asian chick on there I like.
Sometimes there's hot news chicks. Anywho.
Yeah.
I think we're going to go ahead and call it a show. This has been a Studio B production today.
Yes, of course it has.
So let's go ahead and give out our mad props to the people in the chat room. Not real legitimate mad props.
Yeah,
we don't have a click of liquor here.
I have my father.
No, let's leave him away. Let's say hello to Oscar. Thank you for tuning in. Reverend Hammer, thank you very much for tuning in. Don't forget about Smoothie, Toad, and Virtual One. I know that Bakuris was out there. X was out there. So we do thank you all for joining in and listening to Spankwagon.
I'll clank shot glasses. Mad props.
All right. I want to say thank you to VFTP.net for hosting the site, spankwagon.vftp.net. And I also want to say thank you to lazycode.com. Let me spell that out because I know I really rambled through it last week. That's lazycode.com.
Mad props.
And they're the ones who run the broadcast for the internet radio. I want to say thank you to Claude Balls for showing up and looking like a gay pirate.
I don't look like a gay pirate, dude.
Yeah.
Nuh-uh.
And I want to thank you for looking fucking awesome and having the complete and utter stomach palpitation problems here.
Well, I mean, mad props to you. You finally, like, dressed up and partook of a holiday.
Well, you know, it's the least I could do.
Wow, that's just so white of you.
It's the least I could do.
Folks,
this has been a very overmodulated Spankwagon Radio. You can download it in the archive, and yes, you will hear us very loud.
Your whiteness just transcends your black makeup.
I know. You have been listening to
Spankwagon Radio.
And by the way, real quick, just to kind of make a couple side notes. No, we do not need a producer. We just had a hell of a time getting set up. Thank you, Rev.
Hi. Spankwagon.
Good night. Good night. Good night. Should hear our version of Louie. Wow.